Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on, for that night light is going to be a moment of prayer. One of the things I like to do on my page and blog and videos and podcast is to take time to pray for those that listen to me. I believe the prayer changes things. It's not just the words of truth that we teach from the Bible that transform situations. The book of Revelation talks about how the prayers of the saints go up as a sweet smelling incense before God, and that causes lightnings and power to flow from the throne of God down to the people of God. And so I believe prayer changes things. Prayer transforms situations. Prayer makes us into the men and women that God has always intended that we become. So let's just get a little season of prayer going on right now. Mighty Father God, I thank you for those that are under the sound of my voice. Thank you for them so faithfully listening to this podcast and deriving spiritual truth from your word that they can apply to their daily lives. Thank you for your word that is settled forever in heaven, always accomplishing the purposes that you've sent it. It's seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And God, we just thank you that that word is ever ready to transform our lives, ever powerful to motivate us to move in supernatural ways to be transformed men and women. God, I just pray that you'd be with whatever needs are in the hearts and lives of those listening to me. God, some need financial resource, God. They have been stretched beyond measure by the inflation and other things that have gone on around us. And God, they need your provision, your supernatural provision. They're asking for daily bread, not daily cake. They need something from you, God. And I'm asking that you provide for them. That David said that he'd not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. God, honor that promise and honor the promise that says you'll supply all their needs according to your riches and glory. God, I pray you'd be with those that have emotional needs today, God. Some are facing a fear and an anxiety, and they need your peace to be like oil on the troubled waters, to calm their spirits, to anoint them to a place of shalom, wellness in their life, God. Lord, I pray that you'd be with those whose minds are confused, Lord. They've bought into the lies of this world system, and they desperately need your truth to become kind of a plumb line, to give them an accurate, straight starting point, to be a guiding star, a north star that they could navigate by, God. Allow them to be able to live by your word, not by the standards of this world. God, I pray that you'd be with those that are facing spiritual battle, spiritual warfare right now. I'm asking that you defeat any weapon formed against them. Allow no weapon formed against them to prosper. Allow the water to not overflow them. Allow the fire to not kindle upon them. God, I'm asking that you restore to them the years the locusts have eaten. I ask, God, that you'd move in powerful, profound ways in their experience, that they might know that there is a living God on the throne of the universe, and that living God cares enough to have a relationship with them. God, if there are those under the sound of my voice that do not yet know you as Lord and Savior, I ask, God, that your Spirit would draw them to you with cords of kindness. I pray, God, that your goodness would lead them to repentance, and Lord, that they would come into a saving relationship with your Son. For it is by your grace alone that we can have right relationship with you, and no amount of human merit or works can accomplish anything, God. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. God, we just thank you for salvation full and free. We thank you for a home in heaven. We thank you for a resurrected Lord that we can serve and worship and follow. Thank you for all that you've done. Be with us in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.